Welcome to the Software Bug Stories Podcast.
Real bug stories written by software engineers, testers, and developers.
Welcome to this series of stories about software bugs. Today we'll be talking about Hartford Civic Center Coliseum collapse. A New York Times article from January 19, 1978, reports on the collapse of a Connecticut Civic Center the previous day. Under a heavy blanket of ice and snow, the huge flat roof of the two-year-old Hartford Civic Center's Coliseum collapsed at 4:15 this morning, raining havoc on the $70 million convention and shopping complex that was meant to be the centerpiece of the city's resurgence. Fortunately, no one was in the building and no one was injured, even though the roof had been designed and tested with a complex computer program. The unique structure consisted of unusual pyramidal trusses and was supported by only four columns so that spectators would have an unobstructed view. The roof was notable for being one of the first large-scale roofs made possible by computer design and analysis. There are many opinions about possible causes of the collapse, one of which believes that the programmer of the CAD software used to design the Coliseum incorrectly assumed the steel roof support would only face pure compression. In addition, the computer model assumed that all the top cords were laterally braced, while, in reality, only the interior structure met the criteria. The total cost of the mistake was over $70 million, plus another $20 million of damage to the local economy. The roof was rebuilt in 1980, bigger and better, and is still unbent on the same four columns over what is now the XL Center. These columns are 12 feet taller, allowing for more seating. Today, this is Connecticut's largest sports and entertainment facility.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can also follow us on our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
See you in the next story. Bug bye.